Pat Griska arrived at his shop on a Monday morning in mid-September to find he'd become the latest victim of a recent crime ring. Griska and his brother own Athens Transmission. His brother had just taken a pickup truck the shop repaired on Friday for a test drive. Something was wrong. The exhaust was way too loud. Griska said his brother told him,
"Hey, I think the catalytic converter's been cut off this truck. We looked under it. Sure enough, somebody cut it off. And then we started checking all the other vehicles, and they got 7.
Griska is far from alone. The Athens area has seen a rash of catalytic converter thefts in the past 2 months, and it's not just happening here. Google catalytic converter theft, click on the news tab, and you'll find page after page of stories from around the country. The recent uptick in catalytic converter thefts in the Athens area began around the start of September. Catalytic converters are part of a vehicle's exhaust system. The metal canisters clean up the exhaust on its way out of the tailpipe, making it much less harmful to the environment. The part is easy to access. A thief armed with a battery-operated reciprocating saw can crawl under a vehicle and cut one off in a minute or two. Captain Ralph Harvey of the Athens Police Department said that stolen catalytic converters are sold for scrap.
A lot of times this is to fuel a drug addiction.
And as for the recent spike in thefts,
I would surmise that scrap metal prices are up right now.
Indeed they are. Scrap metal prices overall have been rising in the United States and around the world as the coronavirus pandemic has tightened the global supply of metals. Catalytic converters contain precious metals such as platinum, palladium, and rhodium that command a premium price. For example, rhodium is trading at about $14,600 an ounce. That's more than 7 times the price of gold. Catalytic converters contain only trace amounts of these precious metals, but it doesn't take much to make the sale worthwhile. A spot check of scrapyards in Ohio and other states found that depending on the model, a catalytic converter can easily fetch anywhere from $50 to well over $100. Local law enforcement caught their first big break with the thefts at Griska's shop. When he discovered his shop had been hit, Griska started pouring through hours of footage from his surveillance cameras. It helped that the thieves struck his shop while it was still daylight. When he found them in action in the surveillance footage, their faces were recognizable. Griska posted the clips on Facebook, and within 20 minutes he was getting responses from people identifying the men. He turned this over to law enforcement.
That was amazing. Like, that was like one of the best things I've seen social media do. You know, other than that, social media is useless. That really helped out a bunch, helped us out a bunch.
A few days later, 3 men were arrested in connection with the thefts. One of the men, who had just been released from prison a few weeks earlier, pleaded guilty to a felony charge. Cases against the other two are still pending in court. Law enforcement have also been helped by the fact that catalytic converter thieves have in some cases been pretty brazen, stealing from cars parked in the open and in some cases in broad daylight. It was one such brazen theft on a Sunday morning in early October that led to more arrests in what was believed to be a catalytic converter theft ring. A customer pulled into the Valero gas station on Columbus Road in a Ford F-150 pickup truck. While he was in the store, someone pulled up next to his truck, crawled underneath, and cut out the converter. It wasn't until he fired up his truck that the customer realized what happened. But he'd gotten a good look at the vehicle parked next to him as it left the station. His description, combined with surveillance footage from the store's cameras, led officers to a home in Chancy. Sheriff Rodney Smith said several catalytic converters were found at the house, and investigators believe that a man living there was buying stolen converters and then selling them somewhere outside the county.
This guy, they would take it to his house and get $100, and it's, you know, they would cut off $4 or $5 a night, you know, make $400 or $500 a night.
Catalytic converter thefts continue in the Athens area, but there haven't been nearly as many as there were before the arrests. Meanwhile, theft victims like Griska are left with a costly repair. A new catalytic converter plus installation can easily run $1,000 or more.
I was fortunate that my insurance company covered the majority of it, but not all of it. So I'm still out of pocket $2,500.
For WOUB News, I'm David Forster.